such a great song, isn't it? Well, you know what's not a good time a lot of the time? Flying on an airplane. Our Scott Shantz is with us now. Scott, how do you feel about flying?
You know, I don't mind flying, but it's gotten worse and worse and worse, obviously, over the last number of years. And it's going to continue in that trend, Simi, because the coming new change to airlines that experts say is basically inevitable, whether we like it or not, this is coming. We've seen, you know, all sorts of restrictions around like checked baggage and carry-on restrictions and those type of things. And it shouldn't surprise any of us that we are soon going to see the elimination of reclining airline seats.
I am not opposed to this.
Really? Please tell me why, Simi.
Because I think for the most, if you're an economy, if you have bought the cheapest seat, which these days you can't help but know exactly what class of seat that you have bought based on the order they let you get on the airplane, based on everything. I feel like at that point, let's just get this flight over with. You clearly, you know, you don't like you just want to get on the plane. You want to get somewhere and you want to get off. Do we really need to be inconvenient? Like, you wouldn't want somebody to recline in front of you, right? You hate it when somebody does it to you. Why do we do it to somebody else? I won't do it. Well, I don't lower my seat.
And sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But my thought has always been that either everybody reclines or nobody reclines. But as long as you have the option, if the person in front of you reclines, you recline. So they take a little of your space, and then you take a little of the person behind you's space. And it's like dominoes. It goes all the way back so that everybody has the exact same amount of space. And I guess this is what the airlines are trying to do, is just say, like, look, we're going to give you, and you don't get a say in whether or not you take that extra 2 inches or not. We're going to take that option away from you, because what they're talking about putting into planes are quote unquote pre-reclined seats.
Or hear me out, seats that don't recline at all.
Well,
because that's what we're actually talking about. They're just trying to make you feel good about it by telling you, no, we already reclined it for you.
Yes, exactly. And I get that they don't recline that much, but there's a couple of reasons that they're doing this. And I know we all think it's like, oh, we don't want to take away the legroom and stuff, but actually seats that don't have that option to recline, they weigh a lot less because they don't have all the internal sort of mechanical workings to make the seat recline. So, you know, 300 less of those is a significant amount of weight, takes less jet fuel, and airlines are trying to save money wherever they can. It's less about the legroom and stuff. So that's one of the reasons why they're talking about doing this. But another reason, Simi, is that they say that, as we know, reclining seats is a massive trigger for in-flight incidents.
Yes.
And I will agree with you that nobody wants that. Like,
nobody,
when I'm on a plane, if I go to put my seat back and the person behind me looks a little perturbed, I'll just, oh, never mind. I'll just leave it up. You know, I'll kind of look back and kind of feel it out. Do you mind if I recline my seat? And, you know, hopefully they're reclining their seat and everybody feels all good about it. But the in-flight incident is worse than not reclining my seat. Oftentimes it, you know, leads to arguments and embarrassments and even flight delays and emergency landings because people get into big arguments and stuff.
I don't know what happens on an airplane. If people lose their good behavior or their common sense, it just feels like you put us into that small space together for a period of time and people go nuts.
But that is also why, Simi, I think that because we're forced into this little tube with so many people and it's so uncomfortable and all of your sort of liberties have been taken away, that we should keep the reclining seat because it's one of the few things. It's one of the, like, okay, just put your seat back and take a breath. Everybody's going to be fine. We're going to, like, give you this. And by the way, it should be clear that this is, of course, only in economy. If you pay for business class, you can recline.
Listen, I know the secret to having a good flight and what airlines need to do. I recently flew an airline that I'd never flown before, right here in Canada. And I didn't know what to expect. I thought, okay, well, let's just check this out. We'll see how it goes. And it was all, they don't have a whole lot of classes of airplane. It was just like nicer and regular. That's pretty much all they had. It wasn't even fancy either. And so I was in the regular section back there.
Like most of us would do.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. And not a problem because the price had been fair to get onto this plane.
Okay.
Free drinks and free snacks.
Yeah.
That was it. And I, the look of shock on my face when I said, snacks? She goes, yeah, take a couple. because it was like banana bread and nuts and pretzels. Like she goes, yeah, take one of each. And I looked at her and she goes, oh, you've never flown with us before, have you? And I said, no, we're talking free beer and wine, Scott.
Yeah, you know, I do think that and probably is the way to keep customers happy
for
in
a
almost
5-hour flight.
Yep, totally.
And everyone was like, yeah, this is great. No entertainment because you had to just tap it. Free Wi-Fi. That was it too. So free Wi-Fi, free drinks, and free snacks. And I was like, that's it. You just kept me happy for 5 hours and not a peep out of anybody. And it was one of the best flights I've ever had.
And you say free, and it's probably already built into the cost,
but
right?
It was
you
already
are paying
a deal.
For it somewhere.
Like, there was nothing fancy on this airplane. That was it.
I would trade my reclining seat for free drinks and free Wi-Fi. No question.
I'm just going to say that was Porter. Check it out. It was actually pretty good. Thank you for that, Scott.